Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nay Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book Isaac Storm, A Man, A Time, and the Deadliest Hurricane in History by Eric Larson, delves into the harrowing events surrounding the 1900 Galveston Hurricane, one of the deadliest natural disasters in American history. Through detailed research and compelling narrative, Larson reconstructs the days leading up to the hurricane and its devastating aftermath, presenting a chilling account of human error, nature's fury, and the limitations of human knowledge. Centering on Isaac Klein, the chief meteorologist in Galveston at the time, the book explores the confluence of scientific hubris, natural phenomena, and the fate of thousands. Larson masterfully intertwines the personal, political, and scientific elements of the story, offering a window into a pivotal moment in American history that forever changed our approach to weather prediction and disaster preparedness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the meteorological context and the science of forecasting in 1900, the opening of the 20th century, marked a period of significant yet nascent advancements in the science of meteorology. Forecasting techniques were rudimentary, heavily reliant on surface observations and telegraphed reports from ships and weather stations. Isaac Klein, the protagonist of Larson's narrative, was at the forefront of this scientific frontier, embodying the optimism and confidence in humankind's ability to predict and thereby control nature. However, the disaster showcased the dangerous limitations of these early methods. The lack of understanding regarding hurricane formation, coupled with the inability to track storms across the open ocean, set the stage for the tragedy. Larson uses this context to explore broader themes of human hubris and the relentless, unpredictable power of nature, drawing parallels to contemporary challenges in disaster prediction and response. Secondly, Isaac Klein's role and personality, a central figure in the narrative. Isaac Klein embodies the spirit of his age, an era marked by a steadfast belief in progress and the power of science to conquer nature. As the resident meteorologist in Galveston, Klein's personal and professional journey before, during, and after the hurricane provides the backbone of Larson's story. Through meticulous research and narrative flair, Larson paints Klein as a complex character, a man of intelligence and dedication, but also one of overconfidence in his own abilities and the state of meteorological science. This detailed character study serves to underscore the book's themes of human fallibility, the limits of scientific knowledge, and the importance of humility in the face of natural disasters. Klein's decisions and the consequences of those decisions on the people of Galveston highlight the critical need for improvements in disaster preparedness and response. Thirdly, the 1900 Galveston hurricane's impact. The heart of Larson's narrative lies in his vivid recounting of the 1900 Galveston hurricane itself, its approach, impact, and the immediate aftermath. Through detailed descriptions, personal anecdotes, and a multitude of sources, Larson brings to life the cataclysmic destruction wrought by the hurricane. With winds surpassing 135 miles per hour and a storm surge that inundated the city, the hurricane decimated Galveston, leading to the deaths of over 6,000 people. This section of the book not only chronicles the physical devastation, but also delves into the emotional and societal repercussions of the disaster. It examines the responses from individuals and communities, the breakdown and reformation of social orders, and the profound psychological impact on survivors. Larson's account serves as a poignant reminder of the vulnerability of human societies to the forces of nature and the importance of resilience and unity in the face of calamity. Fourthly, the fallout and lessons learned. In the aftermath of the hurricane, the city of Galveston and the broader meteorological community were forced to confront the harsh realities of their preparedness and response mechanisms. Larson details the efforts to rebuild Galveston, including the construction of a massive seawall and the elevation of the city to prevent future catastrophes. He also chronicles the changes in weather forecasting and disaster management that emerged from the tragedy. These developments underscore themes of redemption and learning from one's mistakes. The narrative highlights how the disaster led to pivotal changes in the approach to hurricane prediction, including the establishment of a more comprehensive weather observation network and improved communication strategies to warn of impending storms. The section of the book is critical for understanding how pivotal events can stimulate advancements in science and technology, as well as shifts in societal attitudes towards natural disasters. Lastly, cultural and societal responses to natural disasters. Eric Larson extends the narrative beyond the immediate impact of the Galveston hurricane to explore broader questions of how societies react to and memorialize natural disasters. This analysis encompasses the changes in national policies, shifts in societal attitudes towards disaster preparedness, and the role of media in shaping public perceptions. Larson paints a picture of a nation at a crossroads, grappling with the implications of the disaster for its understanding of science, faith, and community. This contemplation provides readers with insights into the cyclical nature of human responses to disasters, comprising denial, grief, acceptance, and ultimately, adaptation. It delves into the psychological mechanisms at play in the aftermath of a disaster and the critical role of collective memory and storytelling in fostering resilience and preparedness for future catastrophes. Through this lens, Larson's narrative offers a timeless reflection on the human condition in the face of calamity. In conclusion, Isaac's Storm a Man, a Time, and the Deadliest Hurricane in History by Eric Larson is a gripping narrative that blends meticulous research with vivid storytelling. It is profoundly relevant for meteorologists, historians, policymakers, and anyone fascinated by the interface between human society and natural forces. The book provides invaluable lessons on the importance of humility, preparedness, and resilience in the face of natural disasters. Readers are reminded of the continuous need for advancements in disaster prediction and response, as well as the importance of remembering and learning from past catastrophes. Through the story of Isaac Klein and the city of Galveston, Larson offers an enduring testament to human strength and vulnerability, making it an essential read for those who wish to understand the complex dynamics of natural disasters and their lasting impact on human society. If you would like to support Eric Larson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.